Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Robots Radio presents...
Welcome to the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where style is just as important as substance. Welcome to the podcast where we explore the lore, news, and gameplay of the Cyberpunk games and other dystopian worlds. I'm your host, Robots. Cyberpunks, it is 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific at twitch.tv/robotsradio and also on YouTube. Welcome back. For another episode of the Cyberpunk Lorecast. It is your host, Robots, and Logan, here as usual. Logan,
yep.
What's up, buddy?
Not much. Really surprised by the conversation we were having before we rolled in. There's a lot of information about our guests that I didn't know. I was really surprised by. So
yeah,
I'm kind of looking forward to seeing how this episode's going to go and where we're going to fall into, what kind of rabbit holes.
This is going to be an interesting one.
Yeah, man. I'm feeling some negative connotations coming from you, Logan. Oh, I don't appreciate it.
That is self-perceived. I am absolutely astounded, but very curious to see where this goes. I have no negativity at all. That's hence the smile.
You almost said negativity.
I'm feeling
so much negative vibes coming from you right now. Just because you smile doesn't mean it's true.
I'm not placing judgment. I have a movie thing that I'm going to be doing with my Keel Hall community next month. One of my close friends has never seen the Goonies movie, and I'm astounded that she hasn't. And she's such a pirate, but. It's a thing we're going to rectify. We're going to make sure that she has an opportunity to actually see it. And because of that...
Has she never watched TV? Is she Amish?
No, she's seen Amish? It. It's just...
I've never seen the Goonies.
It's an age There's thing. Just some, it's an age thing.
No, it's not even an age
that
thing.
That makes me feel old.
Exposure thing. It's just an exposure thing.
Maybe. Most kids are seeing Goonies.
I know. Yeah. It's a thing that people just don't watch. They don't get around to it. Not everyone watches every movie. I guarantee you. I've never seen a Godfather movie, and it doesn't bother me at all.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't seen either.
True.
Okay. So other people would probably slap me silly for not watching a Godfather movie because they're so renowned as amazing mafia movies. I don't care about mafia movies all that much. So for me, that's not a very important thing in my life. But we're going to be talking about movies, Tom, and I can't wait to dive into some of these with you because I know you've been watching some TV shows as well, too. And I'm hoping that maybe with the rest of our community, we can kind of break down some interesting things about these movies or what's so important to them about or what kind of what's important about them that helps kind of reinforce the cyberpunk genre.
Right. So, yeah, let's introduce everybody because we kind of jumped way down the path. As we normally do, because we're super excited to talk to our patrons this week. We have our patrons. It is our patron episode, and the topic that we will be discussing today are some of our favorite cyberpunk movies and media with our patrons. And it turns out that one of our patrons hasn't actually seen any, that Cyberpunk 2077 was their first foray into the cyberpunk genre at all. So this is going to be a very interesting conversation. We're going to learn a lot about our friends here. And let's just go down alphabetically. We have Almighty Crit coming back. Almighty from the Robots Radio Rocket Club, host of...
New.
New.
Dude, he's never been on here
He's
before.
Never been on. I've I never do been, so I, many I shows...
I guessed it once.
You did guess once. You've been on some of the other shows. I do so many shows. Everybody just gets mixed in. And Almighty and I talk regularly. He's part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club. Mm-hmm. I do so many things with so many people in the community at this point. It's all just kind of this big mix for me. Almighty, also host of the Cyberpunked live play podcast. So if you want to if you want to hear some Cyberpunk Red played, Toasty has guest on there. Toasty is here as well. He's guested.
Oh, I haven't guested on there. I don't know what you're talking about.
You're a liar.
But okay, so we got Almighty, we've got Toasty, you've heard them. J-Ray is back. J-Ray, what's up, buddy?
He's not too much.
Nodding. Yeah, there we go. Hey, not too much. And then
I've been chilling.
He's been chilling. And then Turbo Toboggan. Turbo, what's up, buddy? I love that your name stayed Turbo Toboggan.
I changed it.
It's still Turbo
After Toboggan. After last podcast, as soon as we got off, I changed it.
Yeah. So one. Okay. So the crew is here. Everybody's just. Awesome as usual. Everyone has their controllers. I guess everyone's still playing Cyberpunk since the last show.
I'm not playing right now.
I'm not playing right now. I have Twitch up.
Why was your controller on, Logan? Why was it on? I saw that.
My controller's
before
not
we started.
On. So
I was doing a Judy mission before we got going, and it's a good story mission.
Hell
so
I don't want to
ruin it by trying to just like read the subtitles while we're doing this. So I put it aside, and I want to focus on you guys.
You guys are like corralling cats. All right, so
which
meow?
Okay.
Let's kick this off. Let's kick this off. Who wants? Oh God! Who wants to talk about?
Who did that?
Was Logan.
Actually, I have a controversial one here. This is something that I threw out to Logan. We were going to talk about a little bit about this last week, but then the 1.3 patch came out. I just want to throw this one out there to get us started with a really, really hot take on this. Who has seen both Blade Runner films? Raise your hand. Have you seen both Blade Runner and Blade Runner 2049? Oh, Turbo Toboggan's kind of got like a little.
I've seen one.
I saw Blade Runner, the first Blade Runner, when I was younger, like in like high school, and I haven't seen it since, so I don't remember it. But I have seen the new one recently, actually.
Okay.
So,
okay, Sergio in chat, who is also a host of one of the shows on the Robots Radio Network. Says, don't you dare say 2049 is better.
No, I didn't understand 2049. It's like
your head.
Not that one over my head. It's so. I didn't like it as much as the first one.
Okay, even though it has been a long time since I saw the first one. Okay, so we'll move on to a different topic. We'll table that one. This one's not a good one. We'll leave that. I want to find something everybody has in common. All right, here we go. The Matrix films. Everybody seen the Matrix films? All right. Of course.
All three of them.
Of course. All three of them.
And right. The anime?
What about the Animatrix?
The Animatrix too. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. We've all seen the Animatrix.
What's
okay.
That? Oh,
good. Matrix films.
So good.
Everyone's seen the Matrix films, right?
Matrix.
Right. Mm-hmm. Everyone's seen the Matrix.
Not all of them.
Right. Toasty.
Has everyone seen? Toasty hasn't seen these yet, right? Okay.
I've seen one. I think one. The first one, but it's maybe been the second one.
It's been a long time. So Toasty's the one who hasn't really delved into Cyberpunk media yet. All right. Who has seen the most recent Dread film? The 2012 one.
That's the one where they're in the tower, right? With the drug that like slows down your perception. Okay. So I want to make sure that was the one we're talking about. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Everybody's that was a good one.
A lot of us have seen that. Okay. Who else has seen Road Warrior? What's the name of that one? The
Mad Max.
Mad Max, the most recent Mad Max one.
Is that Cyberpunk, really?
It's tough.
That's just nomads.
Yeah, it's tough because it's not even nomads.
I had a list here that was there's some on this list that I didn't know if they would count as cyberpunk because they're not really punky. They're like future tech, but they're not. I don't really feel the punk vibe in it. So I didn't know they would be considered cyberpunk.
They're very punky. They're very nomadic and punky. There's just we don't know if there is some sort of civilized place outside of what we've seen.
Okay,
because I know a couple TV shows and movies that would maybe fit. Like Westworld, would Westworld fit?
Potentially.
Yeah, you could probably phrase it that way. With Mad Max, the leaders of the different clans are the corporations. and they're restricting the resources. The slum people that are like feeding off of the water whenever it gets released, those are like the lower level people.
Oh, okay.
In this world, it's not technologically advanced. It is very regressed, but it is definitely a dystopian future where you have very clear anti-heroes. Like Mad Max is not a hero. He is very much an anti-hero. Mm-hmm. And the corporations, which are the leaders of the different clans, are very much a cyberpunk aesthetic.
Would that mean Running Man would count then too?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I would count. I would count Running Man,
because it's not really technological ahead, but they do have the media corporation that is literally controlling the world.
Absolutely, apparently. Absolutely.
Yep, yep. Definitely Running Man. Has anyone seen Running Man? Have you? Are you guys old enough to see Running Man?
Old enough?
Yeah.
Are you over 18?
I watched that as a child. An overrated movie? I watched it recently.
Actually. I grew up in the '80s. I don't know what to tell.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're asking if they're old enough to watch rated films.
That's funny. I was raised by my grandparents. For like when my mom was at work and they watched all their shows, so I grew up watching Gene Autry.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, so we've established kind of a foundation of some basic films here. Okay, so among those, what would you claim would be your favorite of those?
Dread.
Oh, that's, Almighty that's says tough. Dread.
Dread. Dread.
Matrix.
Dread is pretty good.
Matrix, because okay. It's Matrix. The only one I've seen.
Okay, Toasty's on Matrix.
I would have to say Matrix, man. I love Dread. I love me some Dread, but man, it's something about the Matrix just changed my perception on how we look at films. And I mean, okay, so Tom, I got to ask a little qualifiers here. Are we basing it off of story or basing it off of like the quality of the film, like in the acting? Like how granular are we getting on this?
Okay, so aside, let's not base it on film. This isn't a film versus another film versus another film. This is let's just say like cyberpunk world, like representation of cyberpunk. This cyberpunk representation versus this cyberpunk representation, regardless of how well the film was made.
Gotcha.
Which cyberpunk aesthetic are you most drawn to? Let's phrase it that way. Jay?
Think Johnny Mnemonic. The most cyberpunk setting film I've watched. Definitely the closest to Cyberpunk 2077.
That's what you're drawn to the most?
What I remember.
Is the one that's the most like 2077?
Yeah, in terms of visuals.
Okay.
Yeah, but in terms of something that really spoke to me, I think Blade Runner, the original, the cinematography was beautiful, very unique. And in terms of excitement, I have to go with The Matrix because it just stirs up, you know. I don't know. It's just a really special film.
Right. So, okay. So outside of what was the best film? So not what is the best film, but what representation of cyberpunk to you is the most appealing? Not necessarily which is the best. Yeah. What is the most, like, which one would you want to live in? That's not the question I'm asking. Which is the most cyberpunk to you?
Yeah, Johnny Mnemonic.
Johnny Mnemonic is the most cyberpunk. Okay, got it.
Gosh, that's tough.
It's a tough question. Which is the most cyberpunk?
Because I'm kind of with Crit as far as Dread goes. Like,
Dread is pretty freaking cyberpunk. It's
pretty cyberpunk, yeah. But
yeah. Can you elaborate on what Dread is? Because I've not seen
it. Oh, Judge Dread is amazing. Imagine.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, you want to go?
I can explain it if you want.
So go for it.
In the world of Judge Dread, it is a dystopian future where the population of the Earth has skyrocketed. The average quality of life for the average person is very, very low. People live in these mega buildings, these mega structures where they're basically living on top of each other in these towers like rats in a very, very low quality of life. Most people are just barely getting by day to day. They're probably drugged up. There are these landlords for these mega buildings that are basically like gang leaders that are just lording over people, doing terrible, terrible things. And because the world is in such dire straits, the organizations that are basically the nation states that are overseeing these mega structures have decided that they don't have the processing ability to have a court system that can both have judges that can facilitate the judiciary system, and then also the police structures to then carry out the judiciary system. So that, so what they've done is they've created these judges that are both both the law and the execution of the law, all in individuals. So Judge Dredd is one of the best of, he has one of the highest records of any of these judges. So basically a crime gets called in, a judge shows up in one of these very dangerous situations in one of these low scum buildings. They go in and they have jurisdiction to be judge and executioner immediately on the spot. And they are equipped with like the whatever equipment they need to get the job done. And
like an adjudicator in John Wick.
Yeah, they pop, they come in. He has a pistol that has like tracking abilities, and he shows up.
They have different weapon options.
He has different ammo options within the gun itself to be able to do different things that he needs. He basically wears a mask that like covers up his identity so that he has no identity. He assesses the situation. He makes a decision and he acts on it, and he has 100% rights to take whatever lives he needs in order to, take down the situation. Yeah.
It's basically like, if you think of the Wild West, where you see the films where the sheriff comes in and the sheriff takes care of the bad guys, and there's not really like, let's lock them in jail and then we'll have a judge come and do it. It's like, it's martial law for the judges. Like the corporations have stepped aside, and the nation states have basically given full power and anonymity for these judges, and it's their job to keep the streets clean and free of any drugs, but only if they deem worthy. And with Judge Dredd, it was basically one of those things where something happened in one of the buildings, they got called out to the building, it turned out to be a trap, and then they had to deal with the repercussions of how you get out of a mega building when the entire building is now turning on you and it's just two judges.
Training judge, actually, too.
Technically.
It was on a training exercise.
No, well, the building wasn't a training exercise, but she was in training. And it was basically like, and I don't want to ruin the story for anyone, but basically it was one of those situations where they had to get out of the situation that they're in, and the whole story kind of revolves around that. But the judges are basically judge, jury, and executioner. They're right. Complete yep. Martial law.
Right. Toasty has a question. Toasty.
Oh, I've never seen that movie, but I did play a Judge Dredd video game at one point.
Okay.
With a cousin. I don't even remember what this was on. Probably PlayStation 2, I guess. I don't know. I can't remember what it was on. But yeah, I have played the entirety of a Judge Dredd video game. I'll say that much. So
this is a statement, not a question?
No, it's not a question.
Okay, it's just a statement. Okay, got it. I thought you had a question. Okay.
What am I supposed to question about that? Went through the entire plot of the...
I thought you were clarifying something. I don't know.
I didn't think we covered the plot at all. I think we got the basis, but that's Judge Dredd in a nutshell. Similar to the way that we have the mega buildings in Cyberpunk. Imagine if all of those floors and rooms were opened up, but your job in the game was to find your way to the leader who's in the building somewhere, and everyone in the building is essentially armed to the teeth and hunting you down, and their job is basically mercs to try and take you out. So imagine if Max Tech came in and infiltrated one of the mega buildings, and the boss of one of the gangs, like one of the main fixers, was somewhere in the building, and there you were hired as a merc to try and take down this Max Tech soldier. And that would be the entire film. And it's done perspective of Max Tech, and it's freaking amazing.
Yeah. I always thought of the Dreads as like Psycho Squad.
Yeah.
Like they are suited and booted and ready for absolute chaos and mayhem.
Yeah. So that's that. I don't remember where we left off, but somebody needed a description for that. I don't remember who needed a description.
Jay was doing that. As far as like cyberpunk movies, I would probably put it like somewhere between Blade Runner 2049 and Judge Dredd, because I think that the world and the aesthetics of 2049 fall very much in line with where we anticipate future will go based on the Blade Runner film, which was already kind of a dystopian future, but it just kind of enhanced it with the technology. And I think that Dredd kind of pulls in some of the aspects of like Cyberpunk 2077 that really does kind of reflect like the harshness of a world where we are like just completely stuck in these giant buildings. And it is like you're just living with your neighbors and that's all you have. And there's nothing else you can really aspire for.
Yeah, Dredd is a much darker future than some of the others. Like even Cyberpunk. What was that?
I can think of something. I don't know if it's Cyberpunk, but it kind of goes the opposite direction. Demolition Man. Where okay. It was dystopia in the beginning, and when he went to the future, it was all peace and love, and they had like little machines that if you swore, they'd give you a ticket but and stuff. But it was cyber. It was creature tech and stuff, and there was like big companies like Taco Bell owned everything. There's only Taco Bell. You're like, I want to go out for dinner. Where do you go? Taco Bell. We're having Chinese Taco food Bell. For Taco Bell.
I don't remember if I saw Demolition Man. I remember of the film. With
Wesley Snipes?
Wesley Snipes and Stallone?
Stallone. Right? And like when they freeze criminals and someone releases Wesley Snipes to get for a power grab, kind of.
Was Snipes was a convicted criminal.
He's a psychopath. He did like a lot of serial killer. And Sylvester Stallone was like a cop that was like a Dredd and caught him and he got frozen because he broke the rules and stuff. Wesley Snipes got frozen for all his crimes and they rehabilitated you while you were in there. Download like kung fu and weapons and tech stuff all on Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone got knitting.
And
during the movie there's this underground movement that wants to stop the corporations and stuff. So it's not like a bad dystopia like Cyberpunk is. Like there's like a dystopia. It's just the future where there is like a corporation and a little guy.
Oh man, yeah. this movie is so 90s.
Where like
you know what else is Cyberpunk that we didn't bring up before? The Fifth Element.
Oh, big time!
Seen that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that the other day. It's got some Cyberpunk in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much.
It pulls in a lot of aliens, but yeah.
It's got alien stuff in it too, but like, but the whole like living in the apartment, the height of the cities, living on top of each other, like that stuff is
the wardrobe.
Yeah. Like,
and the guns coming from the ceiling.
It's a little bit more like future, just kind of general sci-fi, but it's got some cyberpunk qualities to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely assumes the worst for the city and that they like the waters have evaporated on Earth so much that the bay has drained out from New York City and they've just consistently built slums further out into the water coastline and the cities have gotten taller and stuff. So, yeah, I could definitely see Fifth Element being up there as far as like one of the cyberpunk films. It's not because they travel from planet to planet, it definitely leans heavier sci-fi than say like The Matrix.
Yeah, for sure. Toasty.
All right. So what, I guess, let me get from y'all, what would y'all consider the key aspect of a movie to make it cyberpunk?
Noir.
Like, what does it have to have?
Advanced technology sometimes, but at least more advanced than the time when the movie came out. So like you can't do it by today's standards because some of the old movies, their technology where they think is all amazing is what we have now. So you got to do it for their timeline. It has like a more at least a little bit more advanced technology. So you can have like the cyber in it.
That just makes it sci-fi.
A society that.
Key points, and then it has to have some kind of a bigger guy, maybe corporation, maybe just one guy that is really oppressing someone down. Like, there has to be some oppression in it too. So, like, and technology and oppression is what I think of when I think cyberpunk.
I agree with that, right? I think
that's why I was thinking Westworld, because it's like at the robots being oppressed and stuff.
Jay, you were saying?
For me, it's not necessarily the level of technology. It's about how heavily they rely on technology.
That's actually a better way to put it.
I feel like cyberpunk films or games or stories is a society that is pretty much fully dependent on technology, or at least a society if creates norms where if you want to prosper, you have to have good technology. If you want to succeed or be powerful, technology. That's how I kind of view the technological role. In terms of oppression, I think it's got to be like a society where based on extremes, you know, the wealthy, you know, extreme wealth or extreme poverty, and to climb your way up to wealth, you have to do extreme things to get there. And like a lot of ambiguity, I think the whole like meshing between human and singularity, you know, that's always a big theme. I'm probably just rambling on at this point.
I think all of those are elements. Yeah. I think you're hitting on some key concepts. Almighty, do you have any thoughts on
that? There has to be some philosophy too.
Sure. Sure.
So for me, the key elements for a cyberpunk, obviously tech, it's got to involve some, I wouldn't say out there tech, but unachievable tech at this point, you know, I mean, cybernetic upgrades, guns, smart guns, you know, something more futuristic. There definitely needs to be some oppression, but I think the oppression really comes down to that's what makes it the punk aspect. It's a rebellion. You know, there's larger corporations, there's some bigwigs in charge. There's a clear divide between, you know, who is on top and who is below. To me, that's what really gives it the punk aspect.
Mm-hmm.
The cyber aspect is more so, you know, the fashion. Really, really big into the fashion. Like, if you think about any cyberpunk oriented shows, movies, games we've seen, the fashion is out there. Way out there. So the fashion, again, another aspect that separates the top from the bottom. You know, it's a way of distinguishing themselves. Same thing with the cybernetics. It really, for me, it all boils down to, it is clearly one large entity or one large group separated from another, where this group is trying to rebel from that rule with a futuristic aspect.
Okay.
Yeah, I would jump in and just say that one of the main things that I see with a lot of cyberpunk films is the reluctant hero, the anti-hero. Whoever it is that is the focal point of the story generally doesn't want to be doing what they're doing. They're pretty happy with the status quo, and they just want to get by without being noticed. And a lot of the time they are being pulled to a higher degree of you know, what is expected of them by outside forces, either through necessity or through some sort of pivotal moment in their life. You know, if you look at The Matrix with Neo, he had always been searching for something, thinking something was off, but it wasn't until Morpheus found him that there was that catalyst that pushed him to look beyond just his normal life. If you look at Dredd, he's bringing on a trainee, but he's put up against a situation where he realizes that it's a bad situation. It's probably not going to go well, but he's going to have to push through it anyway. And Fifth Element, for example, Corbin Dallas is a retired cop who's just trying to get by as a taxi driver. And, you know, destiny literally drops into his cab.
Got him.
And he's like, well, what do I do now?
It's such a good movie.
And just... And Lily and straps, like, and then it ends up getting in suspenders.
Yeah.
So weird outfits.
That fashion.
Weird outfit.
Yeah.
Weird outfit.
So It always feels like any cyberpunk film really has to have that kind of noir anti-hero or a very reluctant hero at the start that doesn't want to be brought into what's going on, but for whatever reason is dragged kicking and screaming into this destiny role.
Okay, so yeah. I thought of a movie, and this may or may not, because I think it's lacking a little bit, I guess. But the general themes of it kind of follow the same idea that y'all are talking about. Have any of y'all seen the movie In Time?
In Time?
Yes.
Yes. It's got Justin Timberlake in it.
Yeah.
Is that, would y'all consider that cyberpunk? Because that kind of follows the same themes there.
I mean, the vehicles are cyberpunk.
He's just a regular dude not trying to do anything except get by making I know there's that weird aspect of the time, you know, because that's a little different.
Yeah.
But that, you know, but and then random dude shows up, gives him a whole ton of time, and he's like, what? And then what does he do?
Can I read the description for our listeners?
Sure.
So this is the IMDb description of the movie. In a future where people stop aging at 25, but are engineered to live only one more year, having the means to buy your way out of the situation is a shot at immortal youth. Here, Will Salas, is that his last name? Finds himself accused of murder and on the run with a hostage, a connection that becomes an important part of the way against the system.
That sounds cyberpunk.
I remember of this film. I never saw it.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
I love it. It's a good movie. What did I think of this?
I liked Logan's Run better.
How many tomatoes do you think
never,
this has?
I've never seen that, so I don't
how many
know.
Tomatoes do you think this has?
It's probably not very many
tomatoes.
Everybody guess. 40. How many tomatoes? What percent?
40.
18.
40? 15?
I'm going to go like 63.
All right, you ready?
71.
36.
Oh, I was off by 10.
Wow. I honestly love that movie.
Yeah, I like it too.
36, geez.
I got a list here of stuff that really cyberpunk stuff right now. Not everything though.
All right. Well, hey, tell you what. Why don't we can go through more of your list when we get back? But we gotta thank you guys and the other patrons. So why don't we do that, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about cyberpunk movies. Here we go.
Hey there, my name is Jameson, or Big Cat.
And I am Brenna, or Mother Goose.
And together, we are the hosts of The DL, Weekly Gaming News.
Each week, we bring you the top stories from last week, as well as something you might have missed.
Our goal is to start a conversation about what's going on in the world of gaming.
And every week, we have a special guest join us in the chat room, where we discuss a different gaming-related topic and learn more about our guests in the 60-second download.
And if that isn't enough, we also have Slim Jims.
So come and hang out with us every week and join in on the conversation.
Good luck and have fun, everybody.
And remember, keep your goose loose.
We're all jamming here. Well, this is the part of the show where we get to thank our patrons, including these guys right here, and all of you for being there to help support the show. And we really genuinely appreciate all 16 of you. Thank you for supporting the show. Thank you for being here. And if you'd like to join us on next month's patron episode, then all you have to do is go to patreon.com/cyberpunklorecast and sign up for the cyber upgrade level. And then you get to join us on next month and talk about whatever it is that we decide to talk about next month. Plus, you can just sign up at the pay what you want level, which starts at $3. It's not exactly pay what you want because Patreon forces us to start at $3. That's the lowest you can do right now. But You can start there or pay a little bit more, whatever you feel like paying from $3 up to help support the show. We really do genuinely appreciate your support because this is what I now do full time. So your support helps me keep doing this podcast. It keeps these shows coming out and, you know, it's amazing to get your support. So thank you very, 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 very much from the bottom of my heart. And if we help you get through any of your work days or commutes or anything like that, and if you you don't want to tell your friends or leave a review or anything like that, we'd appreciate that as well. All right, we've got more cyberpunk movies and things to talk about, so let's get back to the show. Here we go. Rich, you got to turn your voice up, dude. I've got you up as about as loud as I can get.
What? How is that better?
That's probably that's a little better. All right. So we've got some other things we can go over. Turbo, I'm going to call you Turbo Toboggan from now on.
Yeah.
Turbo!
I'm never going back to Kather. I'm never going back.
Nope.
Turbo Toboggan. All right. Let's pull out some other cyberpunk examples, because we might come across some other things that Toasty here has actually seen.
If we're doing all the movies, that's I got a list here.
It can be shows. It can even be comics. Okay. It can be books.
I didn't look at comics. Oh my God. I missed.
There's a lot of stuff out there, but here, let's just start with movies and shows, because people will be more likely to have seen those, I think, in our audience than necessarily comics. But what other movies or shows do you have on your list? Let's just go one at a time, and we'll see if other people have seen these.
Altered Carbon, because you brought it up in the chat.
Altered Carbon.
You said it. I thought about it. I've only watched a couple episodes.
Yes, I've seen like the first.
I just started
three or four episodes. Have you guys seen Altered Carbon? It's on Netflix. Raise your hand. Have you seen it? We got Logan. Nobody else. Okay.
On my list, but I haven't.
Really good.
This is the most Cyberpunk 2077 thing that I have seen yet. And it came out before Cyberpunk 2077 came out.
Yep.
Yes.
It's excellent. Snap. It's a good story too. That's the thing, is it's not just like super cyberpunk, but it's such a good story. Oh. Yes.
This sex has got me on the tabletop. Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
There's a tabletop.
There's a tabletop. I was watching the
Cyberpunk trailer popped up with Altered Carbon when I was all like, I was on YouTube looking up Altered Carbon trailer before it came out.
Yeah.
And I got a commercial for Cyberpunk.
Yeah, I mean, they are like the world is built out. Like, you watch the trailer without any sound and like pause on any of the moments where they show like the city, and then just imagine that's Night City. It's basically the same. Like, look it up right now. Just go look it up.
It's really good.
Any of the moments where there's like gun combat or fighting. Even the, like, there's in the first three episodes, there's a combat scene where the protagonist, there's an AI run hotel based on Edgar Allan Poe. Freaking amazing. There's a fight scene where the protagonist has to fight against these two guys, and one of them has like an exoskeleton on him. So he's basically got like gorilla arms.
Oh my God.
It's, I told you it was good.
Amazing. It's got the weird drugs. It's got like weird augmentation stuff. It's got like downloading your brain into chips. It's got everything. It is cyberpunk AF, my friends.
If you were to take the Matrix and push it forward into like, what if Neo was just a boots on the ground cop who was trying to work out this murder for this high profile person, and you saw him just going around kicking butt. That is like Altered Carbon. It is great. This guy gets re-sleeved in a body that
re-sleeved.
Is
used to be like a cop.
Yeah,
that's what they call it.
Isn't he a terrorist? Wasn't he like a form of terrorist?
Well, and this is what's fun about the whole thing.
Well, I don't want to give away anything,
but everything, of course, in any story is based on the perspective of the person telling the story, right? And during his previous adventures in his previous sleeves, the bodies that he was in his past, he was fighting for certain things, and the world turned out in a certain way in which they label him as a terrorist, because of course he did terrible things and killed people and blew stuff up. For what reasons? You come to find those things out, right?
Try to avoid spoilers for some of this stuff.
And I'm only three or four episodes in, so I don't know all the reasons with which he was doing these things. Plus, he also, you know, of course, has murdered lots of people. And like, there's all sorts of terrible things that like, and of course, he's a very dark, you know, anti-hero. Very, very, very much so at the very beginning of this story. So go watch it. Absolutely. Go watch it. I've paused watching through it because I want to watch through it with my wife. I went back and watched the first episode again with her. I need to watch through the rest of the episodes. So Altered Carbon, absolutely go watch it. I think you guys are going to love it. What else do you have on the list?
Almost Human. It's a TV show.
Almost Human.
We should.
It has the guy. it's it has where he has a technically an AI cop as his partner. His prosthetic leg.
Oh, this is from 2013. I know nothing about this. There was only one season. Yeah. I guess it didn't do very well.
Yeah.
It said Carl Urban in it.
Yeah.
What are we, can we stick with movies?
Okay, stick with movies? Because
TV shows are hard to get people to invest time in. If it's a two-hour movie that's way easier than sending someone off watching.
Okay, Ghost in the Shell.
Especially if the series didn't take off.
Because that's multiple movies.
Ghost in the Shell. Yep.
Not the Scarlett Johansson one, please. Go with the
anime
one.
No. Yeah, stay. Keep that one away.
I'm pretty sure I might have seen the ScarJo one.
It's all right. Yes. It's okay. It gleams enough off of the original story to pass it, but the problem is that it tries to do the thing where it tries to make it a blockbuster film as opposed to the political agenda based original. Yeah. And the original just covers topics that are so much better at conveying a story. But you do have to watch. It's one of those movies that if you watch it, you have to pay attention to what's going on because the dialogue is going while the action's going. And if you're not reading into the pronouns that they're using, it's easy to get lost.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I'll throw in Battle Angel Alita because that is
literally just going to say that.
So cyberpunk.
So
it is a very cyberpunk.
I don't know if I can get past the whole crazy big eye CG stuff.
Yeah, that didn't go so well.
Why? That's like cyberpunk in a nutshell. That's like what a joy toy would be.
Yeah, but it's just the CG effects in the trailers. I watched the trailers again after we talked about the episode. I watched it again and I was just like, oh, there's something about this that just doesn't. It's the Uncanny Valley thing. It's the Uncanny Valley thing. It just doesn't look real enough. It just doesn't look real enough. It's just.
That's the point. That's exactly the point. It's not supposed to look real. It's supposed to look like a body that is used.
All their hairstyles.
It doesn't look not real as in like. This person looks like they're plastic and walking around. It looks not real as in like the CG and this just looks like bad CG.
Well, it is bad CG. That's not the goal though. I mean, look at plenty of films with bad CG. You can probably get past. I'm telling you, if you believe me about Altered Carbon, there are fight scenes in Battle Angel Alita that you have to see.
All right.
Yeah, there are
so well choreographed.
Okay.
Does RoboCop count as a cyberpunk?
Yes.
Early. Yeah.
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 Before people glommed on to what cyberpunk is, RoboCop was definitely dystopian future.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
There are also movies that kind of hang it, but in the chasm between our time and feasible technology and then real cyberpunk. RoboCop, Terminator or something like that, they kind of feel like in that area.
Considering most of the futures that they set those films in were already past. It's kind of funny to think about, like, oh yeah, they're like, oh, in 2020 the world's going to be a disaster, and it's like, well, yeah, that's kind of true, but not kind of the way that they imagined it, but that's okay. 2020, we already know what that was like. We're on like 500, we're on day 567 of year 2020, I think, right now. But yeah, those are definitely a little less cyberpunky compared to like Judge Dredd or Battle Angel Alita, things like that.
Yeah, I already brought up Total Recall.
We already talked about Johnny Mnemonic, Judge Dredd.
What about iRobot? Would that count?
He said
iRobot. That's what Jude Law. No, Will Smith.
No.
That's not cyberpunk enough. That's no dystopia because it's not the really.
I think that's just.
I don't know if it counts. Sci-fi.
Yeah, I'd say.
Wait,
I'd
what
say
about AI? Jude Law, AI.
Artificial intelligence.
You know that movie AI.
Yeah. Looking this back up, I don't remember if I saw that.
I don't know that I'd consider that cyberpunk.
I don't know.
It's cyber, but it's not punk, really, is what I was thinking.
The premise is that a family wants to have a kid because their kid died, and they get this AI child. They reject the AI child, and then the AI child has to figure out what it's doing with its existence.
Oh, no, that's not the movie I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
The Will Smith one.
No, I'm past that.
We deemed it was not cyberpunk.
No,
threw it into
What are you guys talking about?
J. Ray offered the idea of
artificial, the movie artificial intelligence.
Yeah, that rebellious, like punk is rebellion.
Yeah,
rebellion this plays a role.
Yeah, I would say AI is more based around like the existence of what is it to be an AI?
What is
like,
it to be human? I don't know that this is a dystopian enough future.
It gets there, but I think that's a little bit more less Kubrick and more Spielberg, but I'm not going to get into that.
I have one last one for Cyberpunk. Upgrade.
Upgrade.
See, I don't know that one.
Upgrade.
It's about this guy who it's in a war technology world. He doesn't do technology. He makes this old fashioned car for like this whiz kid that like is has a company, takes the car to him, and the kid shows him this new thing he made, which is like an AI chip and stuff. Well, it turns out they go back home. He gets into a car accident, which makes him a paraplegic, and his wife gets killed. And so to get his ability back to walk, they put the chip in like the back of his neck, and it gives him the ability to walk and stuff again. I can't really remember all of it. And I'm not doing it any justice.
Yeah. It says here on IMDb, it says, set in the near future, technology controls nearly all aspects of life. But when the world of Gray, a self-labeled technophobe, is turned upside down, his only hope for revenge is an experimental computer chip implant. The poster says, from Blumhouse, the producer of Get Out, Happy Death Day, and The Purge, Upgrade, not man, not machine, more.
Yeah, except at the end of the thing, the machine, the little chip actually takes over and traps him in his own head.
This is like sci-fi horror. I don't know that this is cyberpunk, but again, I haven't seen it, so I don't really know.
Yeah,
I can't judge on that one.
It happens in a dystopia.
Maybe. It might have cyberpunk elements in it. High-tech
world and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to see it to be sure. Okay. Well.
Yeah, the rest of TV shows.
Right. Okay.
Now, I can do this.
Okay, so let's... So...
Are we making a list for Toasty?
Picking it twice?
Let's... Going to find out... I think he actually watches.
I think each of us needs to pick what we would.
The difference is I thought of that too, Crit, and I didn't say it because I have respect for myself.
Because I have respect. All right, so here's what we need to do. We need to pick what we think is our absolute favorite cyberpunk movie. What is your... Dread. Just wait. We have to go through. Pick your absolute favorite cyberpunk movie, and then Toasty's homework is he has to go watch them before next week.
Or next week.
Next week. He's got a week, and then he has to report to us on Patreon or on Patreon, on Discord, in order to tell us what he thinks about each of them.
Give him at least a month.
All right, no, he's got to come back.
Anything else to do in my life?
Nothing else to do
at all.
Heck, that's nice. Like that's what, like 8 hours at the most. You've got plenty of time.
It's fine. I'll go watch some stuff in the time that I would normally use to write the outline for the Witcher Lorecast, since we don't have to.
But okay, so you got a month. You come back next month, and we'll talk about all of your thoughts on all of these movies. All right, so let's go down the list. Almighty says Dredd.
It's Judge Dredd.
Not Judge Dredd. That's Sylvester one Stallone moment. In the 90s.
You gotta watch both.
No. Both are just so one. Good, you get to pick one. You have to pick one.
Fine. I'll pick Dredd.
2012's Dredd. All right. Almighty picks Dredd. J-Ray?
Toasty's writing down.
J-Ray, what is your favorite? You personally, not what is the best. You personally, what is your personal favorite cyberpunk movie?
It's a very long watch. I must say, Blade Runner is very slow moving.
It is a very slow film, but it is favorite. An art film. Yeah, it's totally fine. It's okay.
That's the thing. It's definitely art. Yeah. Oh, I loved your point about the dialogue. From a few episodes ago, because that's very true. It feels very old-fashioned. I think that's my favorite, or Johnny Mnemonic.
You gotta pick one. Because
it's so ahead of its time. Okay. I'm gonna go with Harrison Ford against Keanu. I'll go with Keanu.
Johnny Mnemonic? That's what you're picking?
Yeah.
All right, Johnny Mnemonic.
No, because I still have to see Brazil and a bunch of others. There's way more Brazil on my list that I need to see.
Brazil is so weird. Okay.
I've heard that.
Johnny Mnemonic. That's where you're going with? All right, Johnny Mnemonic for Jay. For Jay Ray. All right, I'm not going to say Kather. Turbo Toboggan.
You said Kather just now.
I'm saying that I'm not going to say Kather. I'm not going to call you. Said it. I'm gonna not going to call you Kather. Turbo Toboggan, okay. It's your turn.
It's so hard to pick one.
Gotta pick a favorite. And I'm so bad at picking favorites, but I'm going to do it too.
So bad at picking favorite. One I think you should watch, Running Man.
Wow. Okay, Running Man. All right.
It just, it's child nostalgia is why it comes out. Not because that has
Running Man.
Because Ghost in the Shell, you can't just watch one movie and stuff.
Yeah, it's got to be a movie, right?
Yeah, I guess it's be a movie. So it got to be Running Man.
If it makes you feel better, I'm totally fine with investing in cyberpunk animes, which I guess Ghost in the Shell has one of those. So
yeah.
Well, can't you just watch a Ghost in the Ghost Shell? Isn't there a Ghost in the Shell movie?
Well, yeah. There's OAVs, which are a series of animated videos. Then there's an actual mm-hmm. TV series. Then there's multiple Ghost in the Shell mm-hmm. films. But yeah. If you're going to watch one, just watch the original from 95, the animated version.
Yeah, Ghost in the Shell then. Watch Ghost in the Shell, the original.
Okay. So you're going with Ghost in the Shell over Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Wait. Forgot about Akira. That's my favorite. Akira.
Okay. All right. Akira. I think that's a good pick. That's a good pick. Man, we're getting more animes in here. So, okay. So we've got Dread, Akira, Ghost in the Shell. You haven't seen Akira, Toasty?
No, I haven't.
Okay. No Akira. No Ghost in the Shell yet.
No.
All right. No. Logan?
I feel like... If I'm being 100% honest, I think you have to go back and revisit The Matrix. It's easy enough. It's just one of those films that, you know, watching it from the viewpoint of like a dystopian future run by planet or run by machines. You know, there's very few humans living on the planet and you're doing battle in cyberspace. And your body is being used as a bat. Like, there's just so much about it that is just so worth it.
It is creepy.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you get Ghost in the Shell in there, that was my pick. But if Ghost in the Shell is already used, then I have to say, go back and revisit The Matrix. Because it's a masterpiece, all-encompassing one film. You don't have to watch any other Matrix to enjoy the story of who Neo is and his journey. Because it wraps up really nicely at the end, mm-hmm. and they just did a great job.
Solid.
So that would be
a new one.
Solid, yeah. And the new one. Hey, 16. And the new trailer was revealed at the what was it? The movie.
Wait, it's in a reveal.
You meant revealed for real?
No, it was revealed for real at the. There was a big movie event this last weekend. MovieCon, movie something. There was a big movie. I don't remember the name of it, but it was shown in front of audiences. And that means that it will probably be coming out sometime soon on the internet. So be aware. As soon as that shows up, I will be sharing it on wherever is possible.
Everywhere.
We should be getting a Matrix 4 trailer coming out very soon. So yes, go. That was the one I was going to choose was The Matrix, which means that I have to. And I think you can't watch Blade Runner without watching both films. And I'm just going to put this out there. I think you have to watch Blade Runner and Blade Runner 2049. I think you just have to, we have to throw both of those in there. CinemaCon, that's what it was. I think you have to watch both. And I think that we need to make this a list for all of us to watch all of these films. Can we do that?
Oh.
Can we
watch? Have to watch them again?
Probably. Yeah.
Darn. Well, if you haven't seen...
It's okay. I don't have a life anyway.
Let's just say if you haven't seen one of these films, you have to go back and watch. You have to watch the films that you haven't seen. Can we say that?
So it was Ghost in the Shell,
Well, yeah, we can set up viewing parties. And listeners, if you're watching on the live stream, if you're listening to the podcast, if you would like to go watch these movies, you can listen to the movies if you want. It's more entertaining if you watch them. If you want to watch these movies as well and then be part of the conversation next month, you can sign up on the Patreon, join us in the conversation, or just show up during the live stream, be part of the conversation that way. So again, this is Dread. This is 2012 Dread. This is Akira. This is the 1989?
Eight.
88? Was that the year? 88. This is Ghost in the Shell from 1980. What year was that? 1995. Ghost in the Shell. This is the first Matrix film. You could watch the entire trilogy if you want, but the first one's the best of the three. Blade Runner 1, if you're only going to watch one of them, but I recommend seeing both because I think they're both kind of, they fit together. It's kind of good to see both. And I think that's it, right? And if you absolutely need other cyberpunk stuff to watch, check out Altered Carbon.
That's happening.
That's great.
It's on my list anyways.
God, it's so good. I'm going to rewatch that.
Yeah. And let's come back next month. We're going to talk about our thoughts on all of these films. And we'll set up like brackets and we'll just have them all fight and we'll figure out which is the best of all of these. What do you think about that?
It'd be so brutal.
I think it would be pending news from Cyberpunk. I would be interested to see how everyone feels if we did like a movie a month kind of thing where we watch them and then each month when we get together, we kind of break down like, was it a good Cyberpunk film? Was it a good film? Does it still hold up? Kind of the thing we did with a Blade Runner.
That could be cool too.
Options.
So what do you think we should just tackle all of these for this month? And then we can kind of get into more nitty gritty details on each one for future months.
I would say show of hands. Do you guys want to tackle all of them in 1 month or do you want to break it down month by month and see them one in a go? Show of hands, do you want to watch all of them and then come back next month and talk about all of them?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to break this down month by month and see one a month, we'll pick it and then we'll come back in a month and break down if it was a good Cyberpunk film or not?
Yeah.
Show of hands.
So one a month?
Quality over quantity.
Okay, so one of
them. Satirical.
Right. Why don't we go in order because Almighty went first? Why don't we just start with Dread? That was the first one. Sound good?
That works for me.
All right. So we'll just go in order. So Dread 2012. We'll watch that. I believe that's available.
Is that new?
I believe that's available. That was from 2012. So I believe that's available on either Netflix or Hulu or one of the or maybe Amazon. Somebody has it on one of those streaming services. Last I
looked. Worst case scenario, I will set aside time the week prior to us recording and we can jump in patron chat. I will do a stream for us so that if you want to watch it with me, I can set up the time close to this kind of schedule. We'll do it a few hours before or a few hours after on a Sunday where we can all sit down and watch this together if you want to wait till then. Or if you want to watch it on your own and take notes, you can do that as well too.
So so make sure you're on the Robots Radio Discord for updates on when exactly that'll be. It'll be posted to the Cyberpunk Lorecast channel. Guys, this has been awesome. This has been a really fun conversation. Thank you for joining us.
This is going to be fun.
This is going to be super stressed. This is going to be super fun. You don't need to watch all of them now. You just need to watch the one for this month. And you can even wait till the end of the month and do it with the whole community. This is going to be great. Chat. Thank you for being here. Love the conversations in the Twitch channel and on YouTube. Guys, do you have anything else you want to share before we head out? Let's just go back down the list. Almighty, anything you want to shout out? I know you got a bunch of shows going on. You've got Cyberpunk Red. I know Toasty's in there.
Yes.
I know you guys are all picking on him, making him feel really bad for joining you.
Oh, buddy.
So far from it.
The victim is Crit.
All the time. Every time.
I completely blew his existence recently, so.
Mm-hmm.
When will that be out?
Which one? The Toasty Guest Stars?
Yeah.
He's already got one guest drop already. And then the next two guest spots you played in will be out, I believe, in 2 weeks. 2 weeks are going to drop back to back each week. But yeah, we've got Cyberpunked, the Live Play Cyberpunk Red podcast. We've got Call of Cthulhu Mythos Mysteries, the Call of Cthulhu podcast. We have Dungeons and Dragons, Fumbling Four and the Almighty Crit podcast, 5e. And then we have our newest one, Resident Evil Lurecast.
Nice.
That's out, you know? Mm-hmm.
And then we got two more coming.
Oh my God.
Tom is not on this. Tom is not on this Lorecast, by the way.
No. No, he's not.
This is the first lorecast that Tom is not a part of.
There's actually a Dragon Age lorecast as well on the network that I'm not, mine too, which is now two episodes in. So
yeah, and they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So it's the Resident Evil. Is it Resident Evil lorecast or is it just Resident Evil?
Resident Evil lorecast. Yep. Yep.
Yep. We're five shows in now, or five episodes in. I mean, technically, it's five shows too.
Yeah, go listen to that. Go get your Resident Evil weird, creepy lore.
So weird,
super weird stuff.
It's not creepy or weird. It's fascinating.
It's weird. It's weird Japanese creepy weird stuff.
Yeah, all you freaks out there that wanna know the lore behind that 9 foot tall Dami mommy, get on it.
No.
Dami mommy.
That's what she is.
I want nothing to do with her.
Oh man!
It's a good thing this is mature.
You're uncultured, Kather.
Yeah. I do not have a being stepped on thing. Okay.
All right, guys. I gotta go get ready for the Mass Effect lorecast. All right. Anything else you want to say, Almighty?
No, I'm finished. That's it.
All right. Cool.
You're welcome.
I'm sorry, J-Ray. What do you got? Anything else you want to share before you head out?
As always, you can find me on Discord. I think I'm jray_2021 or just jray21.
Yeah, just jray21.
21. There we go. Instagram is that's also my Gmail. My Instagram is living.an.epic. I have a bunch of artwork on there, other stuff. Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for joining us again. All right. Toasty, thanks for joining us.
Just laughing, getting to my name.
You're just hilarious. Anything else you want to share?
Yeah, come listen to the Witcher Lorecast tomorrow, same time.
Is it the Patreon one?
Place, I guess. Yes, it's going to be our Patreon episode.
Our first Patreon episode. We just got through all the different schools, all the different Witcher schools, and we talked about the Nightmare of the Wolf anime movie that came out.
I watched that last night so I can actually listen to the episode today.
Dude, it was so good, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was so good.
I feel so bad for Vesemir though. It's
I know.
Spoilers!
Anyway, go watch that too. That's awesome. Okay, and so that's tomorrow. Come check that out here, regular place.
Do you know what the topic's gonna be?
For the Patreon episode?
We're just gonna let Ben of Temeria talk about whatever he wants.
Right. Yeah, we got Ben and Tamaria coming tomorrow. And then we've got Turbo Toboggan. Anything else you want to share, buddy?
Listen to all of Tom's stuff. It's all amazing. That's all I got to say.
Thanks. Thank you, Turbo Toboggan. And Captain Logan has his Sea of Thieves podcast. How's that going?
That's good. We're wrapping up on season 3. We're getting some new events going on in September and Twitch drops now, so just go sail, have some fun, do some fun stuff in Sea of Thieves. Community episodes coming out next week. I had a really awesome episode this last week with a great Sea of Thieves partnered streamer over on Twitch, and it was a 2-hour long episode and it was probably one of the best. So if you've had an inkling to get into Twitch streaming and make that like a full-time thing, there's some insight from her and her kind of road down that path that I think a lot of people gleaned some good information off of. So other than that, just find me in the Discord. I'd love to hear some feedback from some people about their favorite Cyberpunk ones, like Upgrade. I haven't watched that, so I'll probably look into that, and then we'll be watching these movies as usual. So keep an eye out on the Discord in September. If you want to join up for the Patreon patron viewing. We'll probably see if we can utilize the patron chat channel so that patrons get an opportunity to sit back and have a nice kind of closed off area to watch off Dread as we get closer and closer to reviewing it.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. As usual, you know where to check out my stuff, robotsradio.net. If there is a lore cast, it's no longer just mine. So check out all the different things going on. And I'll be back in about 20 minutes with the Mass Effect Lorecast. We're going to be chatting with our patrons again with that coming up next. And we'll see you guys next time. See you all later.
See ya.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Cyberpunk Lorecast. This show is a part of the Robots Radio Network, smart podcasts for interesting people. If you'd like to help support the show, please tell a friend and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. If you'd like to get in contact, please send an email to cyberpunklorecast@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at cyberpunklore. Also, join the community on the Robots Radio Discord. The link is in the show notes. The music on the show was written and performed by The Midnight and was used with their permission. Go check them out at themidnightofficial.com. Until next time, stay safe in Night City. We'll talk to you later.
You've been listening to a Robots Radio podcast. Smart shows for interesting people. Check out all the shows at robotsradio.net.
Hey, I'm Tom.
And I'm Stuart.
And we're from the Dungeons & Dragons Lorecast.
We talk about all things connected to D&D lore.
And we're on the Robots Radio Network. So if you're into Dungeons & Dragons or you're into lore, then come check us out. You can find us on any podcatcher, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get podcasts.
Roll more dice.
That's the Dungeons & Dragons Lorecast.
Hey, Simone.
Yes, Chad.
What would you say is your favorite bad movie?
Oh, where would I start? But probably at Zombie Strippers.
Oh yeah, which we've actually done on our podcast, Fresh Tomatoes, the movie podcast. This is a podcast where we take some of the worst movies ever created, and even some of those movies that you might have thought were brilliant, but still got a bad critic score, and we say nice things about them. Because you know what? Someone put the effort in, so we're gonna be there fighting in their corner.
Absolutely, Chad. Even if the movie was total garbage, there is some makeup artist that gave it their all, and we're here to recognize that.
Exactly. And with really fun themes every week, such as National Treasure Week, Weddings Week, movies with Jeremy Irons and dragons in them. How could you go wrong by joining us every Tuesday and Thursday for some optimism in your life?
And like we say at the end of every episode, we love you and there's nothing you can do about it.
We love you and there's nothing you can do about it. Goodbye!
Ever wanted to be a content creator but had no clue where to begin? Come join me as I sit down with content creators that have already faced the challenges you're up against as they discuss the tips and tricks that help them be successful. Here on The Content Creator's Guide, available wherever podcasts can be found.